the incumbent. A root with no apparent source is shouldering up through the incoherent, ash-rich soil in which J.C. Hebbard's body lies emoldering, and may topple his eye-high obelisk. Its attitude already registers the breach. He made one modest run for Secretary of State, pulling about 15%, like every Greenback Labor candidate, signed on as sockless Jerry Simpson's secretary, and rode the populist groundswell to Washington, then came home to this last unelected office. That's one thing cemeteries have going for them, low turnover, and yet here he's about to be unseated by the one errant surface root of a distant oak. Down there, among the others, his casket husk must look like a dismasted ship or sperm whale in the grip of something legendary. My great-great-great-grandfather's monument takes a bow and threatens with the shadow of its attenuated capital the rest of his west-tending row. I love this cemetery's asymmetries, although it must be hell to mow.